Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would...
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Aran, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is Tuesday, July the 12th, 2016. Half of the month is already gone, and it just seems like we just started it. Well, that's just the way it rolls. So, it's a Tuesday, July the 12th, 2016. Just want to thank you all for listening today. We have a live show for you today. And before we get started, we are going to take care of the business at hand. Ace, Scotty, thanks a lot. Yeah, yesterday I forgot to do it.
It won't allow me to upload that other file because it's like 250 megabytes. It's too large.
It was a pretty big one, but don't worry about it. I still could do it, but I had totally forgot to play the other one yesterday. Just got caught and stuff. So, but hey, everyone, just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. It's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and time to take care of the business at hand. We need to support Black Talk Radio Network and be a part of the crowdfunding campaign that is going to benefit Black Talk Media Project, which brings you all of the programs that you hear on Black Talk Radio Network. Very easily how to do it. And it's very important that we do it so that we can continue to go in the direction that's needed, especially in this times of what's going on. We need get a full understanding and to get the full scope of what's going on, not only in our community, but in every place around us, because the whole globe is our place of residence. It's not just where you live. This planet, this universe is for you to reside in. So we need to know what's going on everywhere. What I love about Black Talk Radio Network is that there are different programs that are here, and everyone has their programs and way of bringing information. I think is critical. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to bring more of the global news, only because we carry a lot of the regular news, but it always somehow coalesce and coincides with each other, because there is a global agenda that we're dealing with. So why is that so important? If we don't get some real information from time to time, we may not make the best decisions, nor will we know what the best options are. And not only that, the evidence of things become the appearance of the propaganda that's brought to you by mainstream media. This is why we need to support Black Talk Radio Network and continue to ensure that it is here for us in the future, today, tomorrow, and for the future. So how do you do that? Most efficient and effective way to do that is to give your financial support and your financial energy, because that's really what it is financial energy, to the network. And you could do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network Facebook, website, blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media campaign. And you can see the crowdfunding campaign that's there. Just go to the website and click on the crowdfunding. Click on the crowdfunding black media that's there, and it will pop up how you can donate. So let's talk about those things, how you can contribute and donate. Number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. And with that, you can make that payment via PayPal or by sending a check or money order. Make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that contribution, you will receive the monthly statistic performance report of the network, and as well as the social media operations via email. Make sure you leave a good email so that you can get those reports and get the social media operations as well. So now, for just one penny more, you can do option number two. That's just one penny more. For $25, you can make a one-time contribution, and you'll receive everything that you'll receive in option one, the monthly statistic, their monthly statistical performance reports, also the social media operations, but also you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution and donation to the network. And if you would like to get multiple T-shirts, they are given in intervals of $25. So if you want two T-shirts, $50. Three T-shirts, $75. Four T-shirts, $100. Make sure for each T-shirt that you're going to be receiving that you put the appropriate size and have a good mailing address so that you can expedite and make sure that you are get the T-shirts. And these are some very nice, well-made, very comfortable T-shirts, believe me. So next we have option number three, to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more in receiving the email report. You will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt as an appreciation, and you will be eligible to receive gifts from the network when those gifts are going to be made available to the overall monthly contributors. So that's the best way to go. Go to $25 monthly. I need to send mine off. Whenever I think about it, I need to do it. I will do it today. So this is a great way to support the network and to maintain its overall economic vitality so that it can continue to do what is so necessary for it to do. So now, with that being said, let's go over to Kando Radio Show on Facebook and check out some of the articles we have posted there on Facebook. And that is Kando Radio Show, THANDO Radio Show on Facebook, and check out some of the articles that we have posted there since yesterday. So let's take a look. Let me just get in position for it, and then we will bring it to you. Okay, so one second. Here we go. Let me move this. All right, here we go. So first article. Uh-oh, I'm having a little problem. Okay, here we go. First article. We posted this one yesterday right after the show, and this one came from Superstation 95. It says, panic buying of food in New Jersey. And this is a really, really good article. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to read it, but it is something that you all should read. A lot of you have picked it up, so we'll definitely pick it up. And one of the things that I said, I'm proud of my old nearby neighborhood back home in Jersey. I know how these people think, and this was a must read. Really good article. And we'll check out the article. I think we'll have time today to do it. Really, really good article, because that area has some very old families that have global connections. That's why these people know what's going on in the world and they stay ahead of things. So check out that article. Really, really good one. A lot of you have checked it out. Okay, next one comes from CNBC. South Sea of China outcome unlikely to diffuse tensions. Well, the UN arbitration court rendered its decisions, and they said the Chinese 9-dash line was illegal and didn't have to be adhered to. Here comes the problems, and we're going to definitely talk about that today. So check out that article. Next one, Italy must respect EU's creditors' rules. That's what they're saying down, and this is going to, this is huge. Check out that article. It was from a video from CNBC so that you can be abreast as to what's going on. These people are, and when you hear these people talk, they are so disconnected because they're not adversely affected by it all. They are doing, and they are following the script that's laid out for them. And this, the people that are going to be adversely affected are, you won't hear any interview with them giving any form of direction or have any form of influence on the outcome of things. You will only hear them as the victims of what is going to happen there, here, and everywhere. This is, you really need to look at what's going on globally and put it all together. You'll see what's going on. Next one, the Hegel Tribunal rejects Beijing's claim to the South Sea of China. The panel delivered a sweeping rebuke on Tuesday of China's behavior, deciding that it is expansive. Its expansive claim to sovereignty over the waters had no legal basis. So this is going to be a very important thing. We're going to take a look at that today. Next one, my man Jambone had reference to this. North Korea threatens retaliation if U.S. deploys THAAD on the peninsula. North Korea threatens physical counteractions if the U.S. goes through with the plans to deploy an advanced missile defense system. This is, you know, once again, do as I say, not as I do. This, the arrogance of this provocative and provoking intimidation and instigation of war by putting missile defenses up against other people's countries when the U.S. itself would be having its media all riled up and having all of its citizens here up in arms against this government, that government, and these people, be willing to, if that was the same event that happened. So, and history bears that out. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next one. Just wanted to take a look at, this one comes from one of the Chinese English, papers. And it has the full text of the Chinese foreign ministries on awarding of the South Sea of China arbitration with their responses. Basically, China said to the UN, they don't need your permission to ask for self-determination, nor will they allow anyone to infringe on what they consider to be their territory. And this is something that we need to take a look at and check out, because it has some very, very meaningful things that's going on as we speak globally. Next one, my man Rod sent this one to me earlier today. And I said, thanks, Rod. Very telling if you're aware of history. Found new dwarf planet on an incredibly wide orbit around the sun. It's known as an elliptical orbit around the sun. We talked about this a couple of times on here on Tando. We introduced Dr. Robert Harrington, the Naval Observatory scientist that gave an interview to Zachariah Sitchin back in the day, saying that they found planet X and that was on an elliptical orbit. And then all of a sudden he came up with a rare cancer and kaput, he was gone very shortly after that interview. In my opinion, and many others, Dr. Harrington was actually murdered because of what he knew, and they didn't want it to be disclosed. And there's a lot of historical relevance to that and meaning to it in so many ways. And I found out about this by my overall investigation of the precious metals, led to these this history about this elliptical orbit that a particular celestial body or a planet is on, that is a part of our solar system, and is a part of the overall planetary bodies within this solar system. And it has the sun that we use, because it's on a large elliptical orbit, it swings way out. And we'll talk about that one day. Very, very interesting story. And if you want to find out more about that, one of the things that you should probably really look into is the old ancient Sumerian, one of the first to establish writing, arithmetic, and the overall start of what is known as modern day civilization. They weren't the first to have society, but they have a very interesting story about that I think we will bring to you. But it's something that I had to kind of work up to, because it's shocking and it is not what you've been taught, but there is some real evidence of the existence of what the ancient Sumerians had left in part of their history. So we'll take a look at that. Very, very telling. It has everything to do with this planet that they have for so long denied, then said it exists, then had a propaganda against it to and try to ostracize those that actually were engaged in it. But very, very telling if you know about history. So check out that article. Next one. This comes from BBC.com. HSBC avoided U.S. money laundering charges because of the market risk. U.S. officials refused to prosecute HSBC for money laundering in 2012 because of its concerns it would cause a global financial disaster. Once again, the purge is on and is in full focus. And this has a lot to do with, and you're going to see more of this, because they are going to start to so-called sacrifice different persons and different people, because people and persons are two different things in most ways. A person is not always someone that is living, a living entity. But this is going to be a part overall global agenda. Next article comes from ScienceAlert.com. Kids who suck their thumbs and bite nails are less likely to develop allergies. So check out this article if you have young children, and you know, maybe something that you want to take a look at. I know that I was one that actually sucked my fingers as a child, and I have no allergies to pretty much anything, except for one thing, and it's basically I just don't like it. But I think that there may be some credence to that. So check out that article, especially if you are if you have a young child and they are sucking, you know, their thumbs or their fingers or whatever. Take a look at it and see what you think about it. Do some of your own due diligence. It may be something more to this than telling them to take their fingers out of their mouth. It may actually, but I know that, you know, with in my family, with everyone that has allergies, I know my one of my siblings has major allergy problems. But I was the one that sucked my fingers and worked for me. I'm not allergic to pretty much anything. So check out that article, and that's why I posted it there. So maybe some credence to it. Next one from RT.com. George Soros predicts riots, police state, and civil war for America. And this was an article that he did way back. And I was just saying, I wonder if he wasn't really predicting anything, because he was going to make it happen. So many times that throughout history, they'll try to tell you that there's some prophecy about something, and there's no prophecy at all, because they are going to ensure that it happens. That's not prophecy. And I think that this happens more than we take a look at or are aware of. So there's more involvement in here, and there's a conspiracy. And so I believe that this is possibly and most likely the case if you know the history of this individual. So check out that article. Next article from Walking Time. Take a test to see how brainwashed you are. Check out that article. Then today's show is going to be the push towards taming China won't work. but lead to war. We're going to take a look at that. I think it's very, very important to do just that, because there is a lot of things that are going on, and there are a lot of emphasis being placed on things that are going on, but there are some major events that very few are covering or even speak about. And so what I wanted to do is just do something different, as far as, because it's so important for us to be well-rounded on what's going on, and we need to take a look, because this thing is going to directly affect us. So we'll take a look at that. Next article comes from RT. ISIS down chopper in Syria. Where did they get the weapon and intelligence come from? As a military helicopter was down in Syria by the Islamic State, resulting in the death of two Russian pilots, RT sat down with political analyst. Who is that? Because I can't see the rest of it. That's the article. This is where you're going to start to see the expansion. And like we said yesterday when we read it, it was a TOW missile that is believed that has been brought that down. And one of the only countries that have the TOW missile, and that is the only country that is a part of is what I like to say. Oh, you mean us is? Somebody said to me, ISIS. I said, no, you mean us is. He said, who is us? U.S. ICE, U.S. is who they really, really are. So check out that article. Next article, my man Roz, this is a great post. Want to be happier? Science says do these five simple things every day. So check out that article. Really good one. Next one, Rod sent this one also. Caribbean, this comes from Reuters. Caribbean nations caught in crosshairs of the U.S. banking crackdown. In an effort by the U.S. banks to stem money laundering and other abuses, have triggered a collision of interest with the Caribbean hardest hit, Reuters investigating. It has Belize is there. A really good article. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people that have asked me from time to time, from all different walks of life, have asked me, David, what do you think about leaving the country? And this is one of the reasons why I have always said you want to be careful about that. If you don't have already ties, family ties, you can actually blend into the overall country that you plan on living. You already have relationships that have been long-standing. You speak the language perfectly. You wouldn't be able to be picked out among the other people as a American or as a foreigner. Then if you do it, you're going to be opening yourselves up to great risk, because this is one of the things. When this U.S. dollar starts to lose its purchasing power and it gets debased, and it actually is debased by 40, 50, 60, 70%. The countries that rely on the U.S. dollar are going to be pissed. And the people that are there are going to be upset, because they're going to be so adversely affected. And the Americans that they see there in the country that just come all of a sudden, they are one going to look at you like many of the Americans have treated them in the past. Oh, you want to come here now that it's collapsed? You may have been a part of it, but you're not going to be welcome here, because that collapse adversely affects us. So you want to come here and live high off the hog? And it's just so many things that you got to be careful of in a land that you don't know. Whenever you're in a foreign country, you can't get sick, injured, or in trouble. You can't get sick, injured, or in trouble. Okay, and this is a disadvantage for people that think that they can just run and leave the country. Why would you leave a place that you know the inner dealings of everything? If someone's body language is a certain way by what they say here in the States, because of you seeing it so much, you know what they're thinking, you know what they're going to do, you have an understanding. Why would you lose that and place yourself and your family in even more harm's way? And then this is the one thing about it, is that if you go to other countries, they're going to require that you be fully funded, because they're not going to look at you as coming on as a leecher. And then not only that, probably one of the most important things is that you probably will never get back out. And because of what's going on, you will stand out like a sore thumb, and you will gather unwanted attention to the point of being targeted. My thing is that I'm going to stay here and fight. I was here ancestrally from the very beginning when this continent or this portion of the landmass was attached and anchored to what we know as and call as Africa. And this is always has been, always will be. There is, as so many times you heard before on this show and some of the shows that now programs are being on, not every black person is from Africa, but every black person is from everywhere on the world. The whole world is there. And this is something that we have to understand. This is why I don't go by what the fads of the day to call you this and call you that. I'm more of a Negro than anything else. In my surmising, not by what man has established from what we look at now, but what has been established historically. Because that means black. So, very, very important. Check out that article, because this is what you're going to start to see as the U.S. dollar starts to deteriorate, is going to adversely affect other countries, particularly ones that a lot of Americans like to go to that depend on it. And if you're there and you don't have ties to there, you're going to open yourself up to so many problems. So we'll take a look at that. Next article, circular breathing heals your body for free, treats cancer, builds immune, boosts immune system, immune system. So check out, this is something, the circular breathing that is known among the Buddhist monks and other groups of people throughout the world in controlling the breathing and everything else. So check out that article. Really, really good. I know it's done a lot of wonders for me in different times in my life. So this is something that you definitely may want to look at. So that is some of the articles that we have posted there. In Tando Radio Show, we're going to take a look at some things. And I wanted to, but there's one video I wanted to actually play so that you can hear the arrogance. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a video that you definitely, it's long, though. It's really long. But it's important, because I think that you should really hear the arrogance that the Western thinking is in invoking and trying to intimidate China into the position that they want China to be in. And this has everything to do with the fight for economic sovereignty, as they want to displace and they want to keep in check the Chinese government as well as the ASEAN nations, the Association for Southeastern Asian Nations, known as ASEAN, because of their overall economic prowess that those countries wage today. And this is where we are starting to see hot engagements, and this is going to grow. So we're going to take a look at that. At any time during the show today, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. At any time in the show today, if you would like to chime in, you can give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032#. Then all you have to do is hit star six. I'll see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up. And just whatever it is that you want to talk about in reference to what we're talking about today or in reference to what's going on, definitely do it. It's very, very important. We need to talk about also leaving the country. There's one of the things we need to talk about, what's going on in the South Sea of China. And I quickly forgot the other one. That we said that we would take a look at, and I think it was, hold on real quick. Oh, the Superstation 95, the panic buying in New Jersey. So we'll take a look at that. That's what we're going to do this today's show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my way. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be crazy?
Black
Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And we have, we're going to jump into today's show. Like I said, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, just jump in, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032#, and hit *61. I will see you in queue. I will start with saying this. Everyone, continue, please, to prepare yourself and your family for what is starting to unfold globally, because the last thing that we want to do is to not be in position for what's happening. And been listening to this show and the other, some of the past shows and the guests that we've had and some of the topics that we had, and then knowing that something is drastically wrong, but we have failed to take the appropriate have the appropriate response to it, because your response to anything is the most direct representation of your free will. And then not only do we have to have our own response to things, we have to have our own creation, more importantly, to things. So I would say to you all, what we're seeing globally is intentional. What we're seeing regionally is intentional. What we're seeing within the neighborhoods is as equally intentional, and they all have a purpose that they're serving. And that, in serving that purpose, you are the actual victim, and you are the target of what's going on. Not only you, but many people throughout the overall globe, but especially you. So we want to take a look at some of those things and what's going on and why you should know. So let's do just that. One of the things I want to do, there was an article that I posted the other day, and we're going to pull this up real quickly, had to do with the South Sea of China. And I wanted to read what China has said and give you a synopsis of what's going on in the South Sea of China and why it's so critical and so important. And so that you can start to make your own decisions, and so that you won't be surprised by it. Let me say this. What's going on in China is the reason why they're going to draft your daughters. What's going on in China, in the South Sea of China, in the Baltic states, but we're going to just look at, we'll look at the Baltic states later on, but we're going to particularly look at what's going on in the South Sea of China, who now is going to be backed by, I believe Nigeria is backing them, is a bunch of African nations that are backing them in support, and of course the Russians are. And this is what is going to actually, and the reason why it's so pressing and it's so relevant, this is going to be the excuse in the depopulation plan against humanity, that they're going to draft our daughters, or try to draft our daughters, and not draft mine. Unless, you know, my daughter decides, and the women within my family decide to do it on their free will. They're not going to draft mine. I don't care what they have, whatever. If you thought Muhammad Ali was bad, you ain't seen nothing. No. Get out of here. And all kinds, in the stance is going to be severe as far as just unrelentless. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to do it by force. And your force better overcome my force, because that's what I will be defending my daughter with. Now, what do I mean by that? Is that a threat? No, that's the absolute truth. I don't care what you stipulate. You created these wars, and you're not going to have, and I would say within our community, do you really want to fight for this agenda? Do you really want your daughters fighting for this agenda? Well, the overall landscape for that to happen is is moving forward and is actually being fast-tracked in the South Sea of China. And this is why this is really, really important. And this is critical to our overall sustainability here and globally. So this is why we want to do it. Let me pull up an article just to give you an idea of what's going on in the South Sea of China and why it's so important. So I'm having a little difficulty pulling it up. Hold on. Here we go. But in the meantime, let me give you a brief synopsis before we move into it. Okay, the South Sea of China. What has happened here in the South Sea of China is this. The Chinese government, which is much older than all of the other, pretty much all of the other so-called UN, the UN or those that are up trying to uphold the UN in their decision making, is much older than the United States and some of its UN allies that are trying to push for what's going on. The only thing that there is some historical relevance, because, well, let me first put it this way. What's happening is that the South Sea of China is being disputed by the Chinese and other countries, those countries being the Philippines, Malaysia, Taiwan, Japan, a lot of the other nations. There are small islands that are there, and they're one of the real reasons why that they're not telling you is that some of those islands are rich in natural gas and oil. And if you know anything about Japan, they are energy starved. This is why they have a nuclear program, because they don't have any natural resources. They have to import everything. This is some of the background that's not being told to you all, to the general population at all. But this is why Japan actually was so easy, easy target to get them to attack the United States with in appearance, but it was the United States that actually attacked Japan first and foremost to instigate the entrance of World War II by Japan. Why? They did it through the embargo. This is a island nation that doesn't have any natural resources. If you do an embargo on them and you do sanctions and embargo on them, a naval blockade, then what happens is this. They starve. And what happened was that the U.S. had told Japan that they wanted them to support an economic direction that Japan decided not to do. And then all of a sudden, boom, they got hit with an embargo, something that they do regularly. So, okay, got the article up. I'm going to pull it up. So, how and why this is so important, because Japan wants access to those islands as well as some of the other countries, because they too want to have their overall energy dependency move to something that's more regionally and something that they can actually monetize themselves, especially when you're moving towards global war, because the overall energy supply chains are going to be interrupted. Just like here in the United States, we have a just-in-time delivery system, so does the rest of the world when it comes to oil. It's a just-in-time delivery system in so many ways. And if you disrupt that overall flow, you put that country in a position to where they will settle and do whatever it is that they have to do or whatever they need to do to survive. So this is very, very important. So there are some islands that China, they did something called the 9-dash line. The 9-dash line went way down in the South Sea of China, and China's their overall call in this whole thing is that this is ancient territory that China has always had. And it goes back to ancestral times that they controlled, and these were, this is their waters, and they call it, this is why it's named South Sea of China, and those islands actually all belong to China, as well as, you know, Taiwan. They've always felt that Taiwan has belonged to them. So they're making their push towards that. Now, so why is that so significant? What does that mean? So China has now, all of a sudden, but has been for a while, has been for a couple of years, and for a while, they've invoked themselves on this, and they've actually started to, where they dredge the ocean floor and actually built an island. And this is the dispute. They're trying to discern what is a rock, what is a reef, and what is an island. Because whatever an island is has economic sovereignty, okay? Because that's where people can cohabitate. That's where trade can be established. That's where, the main thing is trade can be done there. And so what's happening there is that, okay, I got the article. What's happening there is that China now is saying that their nine dash line goes way down, almost right up against the Philippines, all the way down to, it's a very large field, and you can look on the internet to see where that is. It's very important that you do, so you can see what's going on. So now, what happened was the Philippine government says no, those are international waters, and not only that, those islands belong, some of them belong to us, some belong here. There's a little fight between the countries on which islands belongs to who. China says no, it's all ours. So what has happened was this. These islands in the South Sea of China is going to be a critical trade route. So now on the western side, they want the countries that they support and the ones that they uphold and the ones that they have colonized, and they want the overall the global colonization to continue. So what they want to do is uphold certain countries' rights to that territory and island. And they're saying that they don't want this to cause war, but actually they are the ones that are moving it to just that. And they moved to that because what happened was, we got logged out real quick. Let me just see real quick. Get back in. What happened was that the U.S. had the Philippines and encouraged the Philippines, along with other countries, to, for some reason, my internet went down, so just bear with me. Can't see anything in. Let me just try to redo it. Our internet around here has been pretty bad as of lately. Why, I don't know, but I'm going to continue anyhow. Hopefully you all can hear me. Scotty, can you hear me? Okay, so I'm going to do this blind because I lost all internet. Internet got knocked out here. So I'm going to just continue. Hopefully... you are able to hear. So the U.S. has encouraged the Philippines to actually bring a U.N. case against China to prevent them from, and to have United Nations pressure and global pressure on China to isolate them from the ASEAN nations and the global community, which some of the ASEAN nations are engaged in and are part and partial to it all and are in on it, to actually isolate China to prevent them from expanding their overall territorial waters. And so what they did was they brought a case against China that was supposed to go to the Hague Arbitration Tribunal that is run by the UN, and China said, go pound sand. We don't care what they say. We're not going to comply with them. And we're going to take a look at some of the things that's being said, but also take a look at what China has done in response and how this is going to move us ever so close to global war. And this was done today, the tribunal arbitrator said that China has no right at all, no legal right to the nine dash line or its incursion in the South Sea of China. And in the South Sea of China, like I said, they've dredged up the ocean floor and actually built a man-made island, and they put a runway on it. They said that they're building it for trade. The U.S. and others are saying that they're building it as a military outpost, which very possibly can be, because they realize that they're going to actually fight a war over this whole thing. And these trade routes are important, because this is why it's so important. As the U.S. has already lost its economic war with China, what is the next step to prevent China from becoming the economic global power at all costs? And one of the ways to do it is to cut them off in the South Sea of China. These are desperate moves in an act of desperation when you've lost. So, I don't know if we're still on air, but I'm going to take it that we are. Okay, so if someone texts me, let me know if you still can hear me on air. Or if Scotty, you're there, let me know that we're still on. You can hear me? All right, not quite sure. So we'll move on. So what's happening is this, is that the United States has lost this economic war, and they want to prevent and smother and suffocate China as much as possible. And not only that, to get them to look as the aggressors globally, so that other nations will maintain the status quo. This is why the U.S. is... China has established the nine dash line and has said that this is their territorial waters, and you can't just come into these waters without an invitation. This is why the U.S. has been encouraging other countries, Australia, these things, to actually challenge China there. Many countries have decided, well, no, we're not going to challenge China there, because we know what that means. They're already in a position, and we're not going to, as we've done before in the past, do the bidding of the U.S. and be their little, do as I say, or be actually pimped off by the United States to do their bidding. So other countries have declined. Other Western allies have said, nope, we're not getting involved. Britain won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Why? Because they are establishing economic trade treaties and alliances with China, as well as other countries that are. And they don't want to get involved in it. So what does the United States do? They send the Navy down. Send the Navy down to continuously challenge what China has established. They actually established a NADI, which is basically a no-fly zone. I just did that off of the top of my head, but I know that those are the letters, and I forgot exactly what they stand for, because I don't have internet right now to pull it back up to actually look at it. But it's a air and it's identification defense zone, something along those lines. It's just where by sea or by air you cannot go into this area without permission and identifying yourself. Basically, China is establishing a no-fly zone. Okay, and we talked about this before, what that acronym means, so it's very easy to find when you look up this stuff, and it's right there. So now this is where we are. So the U.S. has been pushing. They've asked Japan, who is all in on it, the Philippines, Taiwan, who is all in on it, and everything else, and some of the other ASEAN nations to actually push back China and to isolate them. And some countries are doing it, and some want to do it only for so long and so far, but this is going to be where we're going to have a altercation, in my estimations, and is going to happen relatively soon. And why? Because China has already said that they will engage the U.S. in this whole thing. One of the articles that came from the enpeople.cn, which is the governmental actual paper for China. And what they said was, let me read this article. The U.S. should not challenge China's bottom line in the South Sea of China. Very, very telling what they said in this article. It says, a dialogue on the South Sea of China between Chinese and U.S. think tanks was held in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. And this was on July the 7th that this article came out. On Tuesday, the dialogue came at the right time as political forces of the United States and the Philippines are now meddling in the waters of the South Sea of China. This is a Chinese paper that is going to have the Chinese viewpoint of it all, so that you know. So, you know, when I'll tell you what the U.S. side of it all is, which you don't hear about much at all. You're hearing a little more about it, but the severity of it is much, much worse. The U.S. is already, this is one of the plausible deniability ways into to say why you need to start to depopulate the planet. The best way to do it is by having a war. So it goes on, the article goes on. The dialogue not only told the U.S. strategist China's resolution and capability to defend its own interests and rights, but also demands that they reconcile the U.S. position on the South Sea of China issue. As a country outside of the region, that is key. As a country outside of the region, they're basically telling the United States, mind your business. The U.S. is not directly concerned with the South Sea of China issue, but in the last few years, the U.S. has been have been aggravating the tensions in the area by using the South Sea of China issues as a tool to achieve its own strategical interests. What is the strategical interest that they have? On the periphery, it would be the economic war that they've already known that they've lost. They're going to lose the petrodollar status. They've lost the reserve currency status. They have to get into a war in order for the world to fall back in line. That's on the surface. But what's deeply rooted is this. This is all a part of the global agenda set forth to depopulate and to control the everyday people, where you're going to have an empire fall and new ones come up. And this is really what, in my opinion, it's all about. These governments are in one big fraternity against us all. They never wage war against themselves. They only wage war against the innocent people of this planet, the unknowing innocent people of this planet, what I like to call the dastardly foolhardy. So, goes on. After then, the United States Secretary of State proclaimed that the country's re-entry into the Asian Pacific in 2009, senior U.S. officials have been hyping the South Sea of China issue on different occasions and pointing fingers at China's claim. They've even instigated regional countries, including the Philippines, to make trouble for China. For instance, freedom of navigation in the South Sea of China is not a problem, but the U.S. has labeled it one for its own interest. The Pentagon even flexed its military muscles by deploying aircraft carriers, strategic bombers, and missile destroyers. What the U.S. did greatly increased the risk in the region, but it is at the same time cementing China's determination and capability to safeguard its own interests and rights. The U.S. must bear the facts in mind. This dialogue also focused on how preventing the South Sea of China issue from dominating the China-U.S. ties and generating a negative spillover effect. What do you think that negative spillover effect is? It's war, ladies and gentlemen. It's war. At this time, the U.S. must revalue its South Sea China policies with a big picture of China-U.S. ties in mind. Why is this so important? Because China is going to use their overall holding of the U.S. debt as leverage, and they are also going to use it as a tool. Yes, by holding as much U.S. debt that they have, yes, the Chinese economy is in a very bad situation, just like the U.S. economy is, but see, this is the big difference. The huge difference is this. China manufactures, the U.S. consumes.
Dave, I have some questions.
Let's go on. Oh, go ahead, Scott. You can hear me? Okay, I wasn't sure because my internet went out here where we are, so I can't see the board or anything else, Scotty, but go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. You know, I think it was on Tando Radio Show, but, you know, we certainly shared the information. But remember when the Chinese had deployed, I don't know if it what class of naval ship it was, but deployed it to Syria and deploying what they call military advisors. But, I mean, they had deployed, if I remember correctly, man, more than 1,000 troops into Syria, and that is totally being ignored. And then, so I was thinking about what's going on, what you were reporting on in South China season. This has been ongoing, but just a quick point, though, the reason that the Philippines and these other countries can be controlled by the U.S. is because they depended on U.S. aid, U.S. dollars,
yes,
and whatnot, U.S. so-called protection, you know, the strings attached. They're playing down, I think, the U.S. media, because I did a quick search on the Chinese military in Syria, and the only news that's coming up is alternative news sites or foreign news sites that's reporting on this. If I go to Google news section using the same search terms, man, there's nothing, man. There's nothing except from Russia Today. And Russia Today, I just shared a headline with you. Just their headline is "Unwise Obama Policy Pushes China and Russia Closer Together." So they already are cooperating, China and Russia, on the military side. And it, I mean, this is like live fire or live exercise, basically, is Syria right now for the Chinese and the Russians. And while the U.S. is using proxies, these terrorists, organizations and so-called Free Syrian Army, and then also the CIA is funding ISIS. So, I mean, we're already at war with these two entities. Or I should say they, not we, they are already at war. USA Inc. is already at war through NATO, through these other alliances where they have leverage on these countries. But I mean, like you said, that's why they pass a resolution to draft our daughters, man, because they long-term planning for war, which they're calculating, you know, high casualties.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up that point. Okay, I'm back in. I can see we got a caller in queue. I'm going to go to that caller. Just hold on 1 second, caller. I can see the board now. Scotty made so many points that's absolutely right. Yes, when Syria started to jump off, China sent over military equipment and military advisors and troops to Syria, and Russia sent its aircraft carrier. China is said to only have one aircraft carrier, but I believe that they have five of them. But they don't really need aircraft carriers in today's war because they have what's called the Sunburn missile, and they're going, in my opinion, you're going to see, you don't be surprised if a U.S. aircraft carrier or a guided missile gets sunk in the South Sea of China by a Sunburn missile, which is a hypersonic speed missile. All of this technology is there, and this is why that the aircraft carriers are dinosaurs. They're nothing more than a big target in today's world. They're not effective anymore. So, we got to get ready to go to our commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. When we come back, talk about some of the things that Scotty said. We're going to go to the caller in queue also. So you listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So important. This is a very, very important show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Scotty brought up a lot of good points that we need to incorporate into this show because there's a lot to it. What we're seeing is, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing the evolution of a global nuclear war, one, unfolding as we speak. How we're starting to evolve. And so I'm going to come back to what Scotty was talking about, make some points on that, and this is critical. The destabilization that you're seeing is manufactured because the overall goal is depopulation. And how do you depopulate? You bring in crisis that turns into chaos that brings in control. This is the agenda that we're sitting in. It's old. This has been done so many times. So let's go to the caller that's in queue. Then I'll make some of the points that's there, and we'll get back into this. But anytime, if you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032#. Then hit *61. We do this type of show because of this. We have to do something about it. Because if we don't, they are not only going to draft your daughters. Right, 3 years ago, I remember when they first did it, I called into Joe Madison's show, and they had no clue what was going on and everything else, and I said, right after they tried to give women, they want to say that this was their so-called, they wanted to give equal opportunity to women in the military. See, what they do is they create the propaganda for you to fight for it, for you to think that you're doing something that is in your best interest, when they wanted to make sure that there will be women on the front lines and women would be moved off into battle in the thousands, in the hundred thousands. Do you think that you could go into a battle with China in Russia and come away? Look at the trouble you had in Afghanistan, and because you were, it's very easy to defeat an army that doesn't have the moral high ground. You're colonizers, and it's easy to defeat colonizers. And the American war that they tell you is known as the Vietnamese war, look at what that small nation did. This is the plan, and you need to know it so that you don't participate and fall for it. So let's go to the call, and then we'll come back to this. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yeah, my people, hello, this is Doc.
Doc Hawkins!
Man, that's a crucial series of points that were brought up. And guys, I want to remind everybody of something. Right now, we can't lose sight of what's known as the Strait of Hormuz.
Right.
Remember what's going on there. All of that oil that's coming through there. You know, what's going on with that? Now, hopefully, the listeners will do some research. And, you know, I also want to remind people that Now, when we talk about the Philippines, we're talking about over 7,000 islands. Okay, so let's remember that. 7,000 islands, y'all. Okay, now, back in the 1700s, you got to understand how slick the British are. The British and the Spaniards were...
Say it again, Doc. Say that again. Say that again. That is so
I mean, they are very slick. I mean, you got to know how slick the British are, guys. I mean, they...
Brutal.
They are very, very slick. And I spoke about asymmetrical warfare yesterday. Well, you got to understand how that game is being played. So let me explain it like this. If I'm not mistaken, it was the year 1762. And pretty much what happened then, the British troops invaded the Philippines, supposedly to take the reins from the Spanish. Mm-hmm. And this was called the Seven Years' War. That's where that period sparked. But really what was happening was that the British and the Spaniards were playing a political game of hot potato with those 7,000 islands known as the Philippines. All right? And it said, now, I don't know how true this is, but it said, now, for example, that the Philippines were given to the United States as a gift from the British. All right? So the United States controls those islands right now, but they do so in the shadows with the feds. All right? So, I mean, you got to understand how slick these people are. All right? And I'm just going to put it out there, and I hope everybody can read between the lines. But do a little research, and you'll see what I'm saying.
The Philippines were always a very crucial target of the British in the States, because there was large gold deposits that were there. And this is where, remember the Thriller in Manila? Well, this is where that president that they had there, Aquino, was a lawyer, and he was able to read through, because of his profession, he saw everything that was going on. And here comes the catch. Remember we talked about Gaddafi yesterday and why the U.S. hated him and really wanted to get rid of him, is because they kicked out all of Chevron, they kicked out all of the countries when Gaddafi took over, and they nationalized the oil. And those companies had their infrastructure there and everything else, and they kicked them out. And then he actually started, even though the Hunt brothers were hurt by that, they actually found common ground with Gaddafi in the overall when they try to corner the silver market. But see, there was another country that was involved in that. And guess who it was? It was the Philippines.
That's right. As a matter of fact, that was around the same year. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't it, David? Around 1762 or something. In fact, they were sailing through Acapulco and on the west coast of Mexico, you know, and they were bringing all types of silver bullion in. You know, minted coins and all of that back then. That's right. As a matter of fact, they were doing trade with China then. But there was a lot more to that story that they tend to leave out in the history books.
Sorry about that, everyone. And Doc is absolutely. Let me tell you the extension of this. The extension of this is great. One of the things that in World War, they had one of the things you never wanted to be caught in war was by the Japanese, because they were known to be brutal. They used to actually take pregnant women and slice their bellies as part of their torture treatment. And there was large gold deposits that were in the actual Philippines, and this is all about there, and China knows all of those things, and this is the culmination of ancient interests in controlling of resources, and they don't tell you these things, and this is why this is unfolding. And Doc is exactly right. It goes back to, you know, years and years, and this is why they keep perpetuating these keep perpetuating and have these wars come back over and over again. So, yes, this is definitely it, Doc. And the thing about it for us is that we really need to understand and get a firm understanding of what the real agenda is around us, because it's not anything new. It's been here for forever. And if we understand that, we can position ourselves to see what's going to happen next to prevent it. And let me tell you, the last thing we want to engage in is any form of war where they're going to try to draft your daughters. And in today's warfare, this is not what we want. This is counterproductive to who we are. And it always has been. And so, yeah, Doc, that was, it goes back for a very, very long time, this part of this. And not only that, what the United States wants to also ensure is that the Silk Roads are never reestablished. The Silk Road trade lines are never, ever reestablished. The British, you heard of, the British had poured in mounds and mounds of opium into China to get China, because China became such a threat. And what they did, in their brutality was they got them addicted to opium. And this is where you get, a lot of the old sayings. And this is where a lot of silver went from China to England. So these old wars and the old ancient establishments are rearing their faces again. And let me tell you, there were millions and millions of people that were killed in these campaigns. Unspoke of people. And see, the thing is that we never think that anything about it. And we think that it's okay, and it's really not. Let me give you a layout. Let me give you a layout of what Scotty was talking about and how deep this really is. Before we get back into what's really going on, and the Philippines is one of the key things here. What happened today, the United States knows, and what happens in this case, Britain is playing both sides of the fence. Let me tell you something. Britain has been always strategically brutal in everything that they've done. They want to destabilize the United States more than anything else. They didn't forget the Revolutionary War. And they're going to set the U.S. up for a payback. And this is why you start to see this relationship where the city of London was the first country to start selling Chinese bonds. Because and established the alliance that they have with them. And remember with Syria, who was the first country, who was the first developed ally and the first developed nation to say, nope, we're not supporting the United States campaign in Syria? It was the UK. Purposely done. So now, let me make these couple of points as to what Scotty was saying so you can all see the depths of this and what Doc is saying, that we really need to be paying close attention to this. Okay. What happened today, the U.S. realized that this is the case that they're trying to build to show China as the aggressor so that they can have. Only thing now that is missing is now don't be surprised if a U.S. ship is sunk somewhere in there, and guess where it's going to come from? Oh, China may not fire one shot. You know where it may come from? A bomb or a plane from the U.S. itself. These people have no form of alliance. This is war. It's easy to put up a CIA F-16 like they did in Syria to go and shoot down that Russian Su-64. It would be no problem for the U.S. to blast on one of its own ships. Don't think it's possible? Research the USS Liberty. It started in the Gulf of Tonkin. It started the so-called American War that they told you was the Vietnamese War. It was no Vietnam War. Vietnam caught troops coming to them. They weren't pushing a war. And so that's what started that false flag and that lie. in the Gulf of Tonkin that McNamara had sold the whole United States on. And boom, lo and behold, you're there. They've done it time and time again. They know the effective and the efficiency and the effectiveness of these false flags. So now, this is what they know, that this is how they're going to lead this stuff up. This is an act of war by this tribunal on China. And they know that. What are they doing to China? They're instigating this whole thing. But let me tell you something about the Chinese. Just before Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, when he was over getting a Nobel Peace Prize for what, I don't know, but case in point, look what happened that day. There was a submarine off the coast of Southern California that set up a ballistic missile. And you can research this yourself and see it for yourself. And it was set off, and how you know it was a ballistic missile? One, by its trajectory, what it did. It came in the U.S. backyard off the Channel Islands down by the Channel Islands that's there off of Southern California, Catalina, set off, and it shot off a ballistic missile that went into the sea. The U.S. media tried to say, oh, it was a plane. Anybody that has ever had any military understanding knew that was no plane. A plane can't go up at that angle. And not only that, that was a contrail and not a contrail. Planes don't do that. They don't leave that signature. Sorry about that, y'all. So now, why was that significant? Because the U.S. military was unable to detect that submarine off of the Catalina Islands, and when it went off, it was a Chinese submarine. And how you know also that that was by the Chinese and it was a ballistic missile? Because there was a cruise ship that totally went, lost all electrical power and went dead. It was basically short-circuited, because that's what the military submarines do. Before they surface to shoot off, or before they shoot off a ballistic missile, they send off an EMP pulse throughout the area that they're in, so that anything within reach of detecting who they are and where they are, they disable all of its electronics. And that cruise ship went dead in the water. And these are the things that they don't tell you that are happening that going to have great ramifications. So then now that, then during military operations, during a RIMPAC exercise, a aircraft carrier, U.S. aircraft carrier, never ever even seen a Chinese submarine that came up next to it and surfaced right next to the aircraft carrier. And if anybody knows anything about the Navy and about naval movements, they have all sorts of ships around to protect the aircraft carrier. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and I believe they're using cellular technology to do this, advanced cellular technology that they received from the Russians to do it. And they surfaced right next to this aircraft carrier. And then they went about their way. What were they telling the U.S. Navy? Don't do it. Don't think about it. You will lose. Remember one thing about China. You got to remember something about China. Regardless of how you feel about China, China has never in its history invaded another country. Can you say that? And just in the past 10 years about the United States, in the last 15 years, in the last 20 years. So who do you really think the instigator of this all is? You can't go anywhere in history and see where they've done that. They could have invaded and took Taiwan years and years ago, but they chose not to. Now, Scotty talked about them deploying in Syria. Why was that done? That was done as a gesture to Russia, because Syria is critical to Russia. Why? Because it is the only naval port that Russia has in the Mediterranean, access to the Mediterranean and into the Mediterranean Sea. It's the only one. And why was Syria picked out? Because of that. They wanted to push Russia off of their naval base. These are all cunning moves of war. This is why they destabilized the Ukraine, but I'm not going to go into that because we're talking about the South Sea of China, and it's very, very important. If you have a question or comment that you would like to make at any time during the show, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. So now, as we speak now, in the U.S., I mean, in Syria, China sent over troops and had dedicated naval vessels to augment the Russian fleet that was there. They were sending a message to America: we are united and we're going to go into this together. If you so dare, try to do this. And then not only that, there is a major confrontation between the U.S. and China in Djibouti, Africa. This is why Doc was saying the Strait of Hormuz, because that channel, that overall oil channel, that is key, because over 65% of the world's oil travels by that route. Also, in the Black Sea, there was the same plane that got shot down in Syria by the CIA flown in CIA plane F-15 pilot that shot down that 1970s versions of Russia's bomber. That same bomber was used on the USS Cole in the Black Sea with its advanced Aegis technology, and this plane ran 12 bombing runs on the USS Cole once it entered the Black Sea. Russia was sending a message to them that they are using cellular technology on old planes, and the U.S. new Aegis guided missile system can't track it. Immediately, the USS Cole had to leave the area and go into port. Message number three. And what did the United States decide to do? They decided to try to put missiles in the doorstep of Russia. So now, what do we see going on here in the South Sea of China? This is a strategical move that is being made. And it is a false one, a false step that we need to know about so that we will have the appropriate response. What do I think the appropriate response is? Of course, I would think that we need to do something about it. By all means, get the information out. Demand that this stops and everything else. Do whatever you can. But in my opinion of everything, that is not going to stop. This is already going to be done. We have to wait for the appropriate time. But I still think all things we should be doing. We should be making the general public aware. We should be making our young ladies aware, our fathers aware, our mothers aware of what this plan of destruction and depopulation is all about. Because let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to do something so heinous, and they're going to blame it on someone. They're going to arouse the great patriotic spirit so that you'll fall for it hook, line, and sinker. And it's very easy to do by way of false flags. They started almost every single war by a false flag. World War One, the Spanish-American War, they sank a submarine. World War One, World War Two, all of them have been done this way. This one will be no different. And we're going to talk about some of those things. We got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
What's up, Russ? Mel.
Brother Mel, what's going on? Mel said I snuffed him yesterday, y'all.
Yeah, man, I was pissed.
What?
Look, this scalar, you keep talking about this scalar technology.
Scalar.
I'm a scalar, and I'm a...
Yes, Doc Hawkins, Doc, you here?
Yeah, it's called scalar. S is in Sam, C is in cat, A-L-A-R, scalar.
So, okay, I'm a student of yours. So is that, would gold play a part in that technology?
Well, it can, but they don't need gold at all. As a matter of fact, they could use aluminum to be to be as candid as possible about it.
Really?
Yeah, they could use aluminum. They could use copper. As a matter of fact, hell, you could use a printed circuit board made of copper.
Yeah. All you got to do is ionize the atmosphere. But Mel, make your point, and then Doc, share in on how this technology is, and it's nothing really new. It's been around for a while. But Doc, give you a little insight on that. But go ahead, Mel. I didn't mean, because you said I cut you off before. I didn't want that to happen again. Go ahead, brother.
Man, go ahead, man. I was just curious. I mean, is that the same technology like the self-bomber technology, or is it more sophisticated that you say ionizing the atmosphere?
Oh, wait.
Could you hear me?
Yes. Oh, this is way, way advanced than any stealth technologies. There is no such thing as stealth technology compared to us. You're talking about, this is some of the stuff that Nikola Tesla was working on, but other people besides him have been. But Doc, would you, in layman's turn, just give a introduction to this technology that's being used, that has been weaponized?
You bet. Well, the thing to think about is this. Now, let's just consider a regular circuit, or better yet, the outlet in your home. Okay, now when you plug in your television or whatnot, you get a current of electrons or electricity going one way. Now, even with alternating current, you know, it's alternating back and forth, but the flow of energy is still coming one way with the electrons predominantly. Now, remember, every force has an equal and opposite force. So scalar potential then is it's the equal and opposite force basically of the entire electromagnetic spectrum. So in short, what we have is... let's just say, for example, if you took a coil, just a simple coil, it could be a Mobius coil, it could be a Tesla coil, whatever. Just let's just say, for example, you had a copper wire that's about 2 feet long, and you had a large spool, you know, kind of like a spool of thread, but without the thread, and you wrap that copper wire in opposite directions around this coil, and you ran an electric current through it. Well, what would happen is that as the current went opposite directions, it would eventually meet in the middle. And when it meets in the middle, those currents are going to cancel each other out, so to speak. And when they do, you'll have a standing wave, or what they call a scalar wave. Now, in other words, sort of like when a star dies and becomes a black hole, it literally rips a hole through the fabric of space-time and goes back to where it came from. In other words, the spiritual blueprint. The same thing happens when, like I said, for example, you take electric current or even radio waves, and you basically reverse them on their axis, or you send them going in opposite directions to meet in the middle and cancel each other out. But, you know, and these are man-made scalar waves or standing waves. The human brain produces them naturally. And this is what you feel when someone's staring at you. So what I'm getting at is that a lot of those scalar-based weapons operate on human consciousness. They use human consciousness as a power source. And this is a huge, 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 huge secret. And most people just, they just really can't fathom that. But it's the God's honest truth, and it's been confirmed in mainstream physics decades ago. It's just that they haven't told the public. In fact, corporations like Zenith, Sunbeam, some of these other corporations that were contracted by the military in the 1950s proved all this. They had no choice. And, I mean, it was an ugly situation. But, yeah, scalar potential is, in short, what they call a standing wave, and it's an interdimensional energy. Now, you can create it here. You can pull it out of what they call hyperspace. In other words, space that exists in the ethers themselves. You know, but yeah, it's a very real energy. In fact, scalar technologies are beyond laser technology. Any laser technology. I mean, the closest they come to that with laser technology is by creating what we call an interferometer. And I'll touch more on that later.
Wow. And you know, go ahead, Mel.
No, I was just like, wow, thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, and this technology has been weaponized. And you know, it's nothing really new, but it's new from the standpoint of the overall using it as a weapon. But they've had it for a long time. As Doc said, it works off of human consciousness. This is one of the things that why you're starting to see some of the different from HAARP and different things. And you know, this is why Doc is so important to us all here, because you're never really going to get the truth about it. And the Russians have been using this for a very, very long time. Very, very long time. So hold on one second. Mel, did that answer your question?
Thoroughly. Thank you.
Okay. All right, cool. We've got another caller in queue. Hold on one second, Doc. Let's take this caller. Oh, everyone, you know what? We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. I forgot about the commercial break. Listen, when we come back out of the commercial break, we'll definitely take the two callers that are in queue. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and with us, we got Doc Hawkins with us. And I just want to say this. Let me give you a brief where we are and how this is being used. It was back when Dmitry Medvedev was the president of Russia before, right after him, Putin became president. Putin was really the president when Dmitry Medvedev was also president. But the U.S. wanted to put a missile defense shield in Poland and in the Baltic states. And Dmitry Medvedev came on instead had a press conference and said if the U.S. tries to do that, and the U.S. was saying that they weren't targeting Russia, they were actually targeting Syria and different rogue states in the Middle East. And Russia says, yeah, right, if you put those here, we will use advanced cellular weapons against you. And there have been a couple of times where the U.S. has tried to push themselves on Russia, And in Georgia was also another time. And what happened in Georgia, and I forget what year it was during when Cheney had given the order to start the confrontation in Georgia and start the shelling of communities in Georgia. Russia said that they would use tactical nukes if they did not come out of Georgia. And Georgia was actually the country of Georgia wanted the U.S. government to actually engage the Russians there. And what they did was they attacked a Russian community that was one of the last vestments of a Russian community inside of Georgia. They started shelling them. And then that's when the Russians went in and they said if the shelling continued, they would use tactical nukes against the U.S. And Cheney pulled out. This is all the unfolding of how these people have been trying to start this war for a while, and it is real. And now they've decided, hey, we could really do damage. We could get women in on this. So be careful what you ask for. Be careful of the deal and the pact you made with the devil. You always lose your soul. Let's go to another caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Jerry calling from Chattanooga.
Jerry, what's going on, brother? How you feeling?
I'm doing great. I always love the show. How you doing, Doc Hawkins? And I appreciate you for having this up here for us, Scatter. Thank you so much. I have a question pertaining to here. Before you start even doing the show, me and you had conversations about the sonar weaponry. And I was wondering what you thought about this weaponry that they pulled out on the citizens of Baton Rouge. And Doc Hawkins, mm-hmm. Also want to know...
Acoustics.
With this being somewhat on your level of technology, how would this affect the people? Because I noticed that a lot of people didn't notice who I was speaking about it with. They didn't notice that all of the officers had special earplugs in while they was walking alongside this armored vehicle.
Yeah, that's acoustics weapons. But Doc, are you still there?
Yes, I am. That device is what they call LRAD, capital L/RAD, as in David. And literally, if they turn it on full tilt, it'll microwave a person from the inside out.
Yep.
In other words, it's a small cell phone tower, a portable cell phone tower. It's a directed energy weapon. And
yep.
It for the most part, uses... ultrasound and supersound, or what they call supersonic. And I believe, I can't confirm it yet, but from what I've seen so far, it looks as though they are coupling them or using what we would call a carrier wave that can literally, just rip organs apart and things of this nature. Now, according to the Constitution, those types of military weapons with billions and billions and billions of dollars in funding are not to be used on American soil against America's people. But we know that Posse Comitatus, for example, is pretty much out of the window and has been out of the window for a long time. So we can't put anything past them. But yeah, that is, I could speak forever about those types of weapons, but... Yeah, it's an ugly situation. Now, there are certain things that the people could use, certain metals that they could put on their person that will deflect those energies, and we'll get more into that at another time. But, yeah, I saw that, and it was very disturbing. It was very disturbing for me.
Yeah, and you know what, Doc? They've been using that for a while, because my last couple of years as a police officer, they were bringing that in, and these are crimes against humanity. They're saying that they're using these as crowd control. No way in the world, because they can actually cause you to be violently ill, or, as Doc just said, it cooks you from the inside out. It's a direct energy weapon. Meaning that if it's pointed in front, if you are in front of that, this is why I said don't bring children to these different rallies. Because let me tell you what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. In my opinion, children are going to be targeted by snipers, by whomever, and once these energy, direct energy weapons, and I believe they're using repeaters also, off of other cell tower repeaters, I do believe that they're able to engage and use those as well. I'm not quite sure. I wouldn't be surprised. And this is, in my opinion, this is why every single intersection in this country, in all of the developed or all of the cities or the major counties and everything else, look and notice all of the cameras that are in pretty much every intersection. There is much more to this technology, and they can use it. They can also use it by way of planes. They can use this on aircraft. This is why we have to understand what we're really dealing with. And they taught everyone to go and protest, because they're teaching you to line yourself up for where they are, where they have their strengths. And this is critical that we know these things. In my opinion, do not take our young children to any form of protest in this world, in this day, in this age, because they are going to be directly targeted as political capital for the agenda that's at hand.
But now, David, if I can be afforded a few seconds, I'll read a few sentences, and I think that this will be sufficient to spark a curiosity in the people, as well as get the wheels turning. I mean, really get the wheels turning. Now, I'm about to read from a certain very classic book that I have, one of the most classic books on my shelf. And this book was put together by certain military contractors right back in the 50s, right before the Cold War started. They had to catch up with the Russians. The Russians had the advantage in scalar weapons. Now, America was just now starting to figure these things out. Now, listen to this very closely. Although secrecy surrounds their military uses, we can be certain that here are potent, solid weapons that will once more help bring freedom on land, sea, and in the air. What their peacetime activities will be is hard to predict, but again, there are new frontiers in radio. So when they were studying radio and building radio rectifiers and such back in the day, they weren't just studying them for like communication. They were studying to see what the effects were on the human body. In fact, I'll read another couple of sentences. Among other important factors to remember is that at these higher frequencies, current travels on an ever-increasing thin layer or skin of the conductors. Resistance can be kept down by using conductors with large surface area. Also, all connecting wire leads must be short as possible to reduce radiation from open lines. Now, I know the last couple of sentences were technical, but in short, what they are saying is that if you use shorter wires, let's just say if you keep the circuitry to a minimum, the impact of those scalar waves on the human body will be much, much, much more harmful. So now they have these devices, believe it or not, I've seen them for myself, that are about the size of cell phones, and they even have programs that you can download into a cell phone if you're an agent, and you can just say, for example, be in a restaurant and you just point that cell phone towards that person as if, you know, you're on your phone, and you can do all sort of things, including map that person's brainwave frequency. I'm being serious, y'all. This is, I mean, these people that we're
very
dealing
serious.
With are bad.
One thing, Jerry, this is the key to that whole thing. This is why they had the big push for cell phones, because they wanted you to have their weapon that they're going to use against you when you have an intimate relationship with it. Most of us sleep with our cell phones. Just imagine what they're going to do at the appropriate time with those cell phones. Well, go ahead, Jerry. Sorry.
All of that, what he was talking about, and especially something that's been with me since last week, because I bought that book that he was talking about, Fantastic Voyage. So I've been venturing through it. But it brings up a point that Brother Davis and Sister Davis was talking about within the movies, as far as the sonar weaponry, like in the X-Men, where you have this woman spitting out these sonars and melting people's faces off. In the new 007, where they have this, as far as the Fantastic Voyage, the way they inject him with this nanobot technology, and they can find him wherever at in the world he is, they know exactly where he's at, and he gets a little bit of extra jump within his body. And I'm wondering if though are all of those little bit of hints. I mean, there's many more movies, but I know you short on time. But there's many more movies that I've paid attention to. I know you don't watch movies, David, but I always believe that they give us a little bit of the future within these movies for us to get adjusted to before we see it in real life. And all of this stuff is seeming to start showing up in person now. But with that said, I'm gonna get off and I'm gonna let you finish the show. I'm gonna be quiet.
Great questions, Jerry. Great call. Yes, this is all technology. When you see it in the movies, it's already old, extremely old, and already been proven and used. And so these acoustic weapons aren't new. What is new is, as Doc said, posse comitatus has been totally, thoroughly destroyed. The U.S. military even came out and said, we killed it. It's gone. And guess what they said is going to, the reason why? Because we expect major civil unrest in the country. And what are you starting to see? This is by no design. They tell you everything if you just learn their language.
Now, as a matter of fact, David, let me say this. Now, I'm going to tell y'all just how advanced some of this stuff is. And I saw this in 2008 with my own eyes. But they have a little device that looks like sort of like a handheld radar dish. You know, and you used to see them on the little FBI shows back in the late 80s and 90s and stuff like that, where they could listen to people through walls and stuff like that. Well, they have a similar device with the microphone that you can speak into, and you can direct it at one person in a crowd of people and talk directly in that person's head, and nobody else around can hear you, but that person, whoever you align that device with, they can hear you. And I don't care if it's in a crowd of 1,000 people.
Yep. Doc has been talking about them being able to remote control people for a while. That technology is there. Hey, Doc, we got a couple of people in queue. Let's take these phone calls real quick, okay? Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. Brother Davis, what's going on?
I'm blessed, brother. I'm enjoying your show, and I'm enjoying the input of Dr. Hawkins. I believe that a lot of times people fail to realize the trickery, the science behind the trickery.
Yeah.
But really, I was calling because I wanted people to know about tomorrow night's show, Why It's Wednesday. And I would suggest that you record tomorrow night's show. Let me tell you, the topic of tomorrow night's show is called The Allegiance of Oneself. You see, we fail to realize the purpose of beyond what we think. And see, in reality, if you think that someone has something that's beyond your control, then that whatever they have will control you. But if you think that regardless of what they have, you will not be controlled, then you're working from a different position of consciousness. We have to realize this is not going to come down to a technological war for some people. For most people it will, because they've already submitted themselves to the programming and literally have rendered it to be true.
Right.
Dr. Hawkins can tell you that there is phenomenon far beyond the human imagination. And that is why alliance plays a principal role. I'm going to discuss tomorrow night about the consciousness of regeneration. Now, a lot of people may think of the term regeneration in reference to something that is only talked about or something that goes on beyond their control. But the most unique thing about being a human is there is no true measure of their perception. And the greater the perception, the greater the power. So listen, I'm looking forward, y'all, to coming to the show tomorrow night. It'll be 6 o'clock sharp, and when I get on, I'm going to talk, or should I say, I'm going to teach about understanding your power to regenerate the energy to render all the technology mute, and only because it is something that consists outside of the universe. All of these things are scientific theories, but if you talk to Dr. Hawkins, he will also tell you these are all considered to be pseudoscience in the spiritual realm. So listen, I'm gonna hang back and listen a little bit, and it's a blessing to hear Brother Hawkins and all the other callers. And listen, understand this: this is the only channel that's going to give you the information that you are getting. So it's about being able to take that information and break it down and see where you fit, because some of this information really is not necessary to you, but knowing it will not hurt you. But what you do with it is what is different. So I'm going to just kick back in the back room, Dave, and I wanted to put the show information out there tonight and let the show roll on, because this is definitely a lesson for the masses to hear.
Well, Brother Davis, I'm so looking forward to tomorrow, Wise Wednesday. It will be, I definitely do agree with Brother Davis, you should be recording it. It's recorded here. But I think you should have your own recording yourself. So looking forward to it tomorrow, Brother Davis, and we're going to jump right into it. We got another caller. Give our regards to Sister Davis. Looking forward to hearing from Sister Davis as well, too. Hey, give our regards. Hey, we got another call in queue, and we're running out of time. Let's get this other caller really quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? What is your name? Where you're calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. This is Ross. How are you?
Brother Ross, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm good. It's good to hear Dr. Hawkins, Brother and Sister Davis, Mel, everybody. This is a phenomenal show. I just wanted to touch base on a couple things when you were talking about not bringing children to demonstrations and stuff. Like, I stopped going to rallies a long time ago because I learned just from studying The Art of War and other books about military strategy that it's just not good. And what I think is, like you said, they have us so conditioned to protest. Like, basically, the whole protest thing is nothing but essentially a childlike tantrum-esque reaction to white supremacy, and they understand that we've been conditioned to do this for a very long time, sadly, again, via the civil rights movement. And what it is that when you're in that space, especially when you're dealing with directed energy weapons, things like that, they're drawing you onto their battlefield, because you have to think about this as war. So they're drawing you into a space in mass numbers where they can wipe out massive numbers of you. They can either spray chemicals on you and all of these other things. So it's just not a safe environment. Also, you got to think about just the fact that they are taking pictures of everyone, and they're sending them to the FBI and CIA and putting people's images in databases. This is all the stuff they're doing when you choose to go out in a public space where they have all these cameras, like Brother Dave was saying, protest. And there's nothing wrong with protesting. It's just you have to think militarily, and that is not the best strategy, in my opinion. The other thing I thought about is the same way that Pearl Harbor started with the sanctions against Japan, and of course Japan being put in a position where they had to fight militarily to try and get back their sovereignty in some form or fashion. This is crazy what you're describing with Djibouti and the Strait of Hormuz. All of these different things are basically the precursor to what's going to trigger, like you said, global nuclear war. And what's going to happen is in the history books, it's going to be written completely different, just like Pearl Harbor was written completely different, where even when I was a kid, I was just given the impression that the Japanese were just these, you know, savage brutes that went and bombed Pearl Harbor. And when you think about it, even though America was cutting them off from getting oil, they still bombed a military installment. They did not go to where civilians rested and kill innocent people, whereas the United States used the first nuclear warheads to kill non-white people in return. And the other thing I thought about is with China, this is really serious, because all of these countries have citizens from all the countries that they're beefing with. So what's going to happen is that literally the countries are going to implode. Because I'm sure the Americans in China are going to be killed off by the Chinese, who are going to be mad at them for what the U.S. is doing. I could see white people in America going off wholesale on the Chinese people that are here. So it's going to be utter chaos in the vast majority of these countries, because you're going to have people who are going to take out their anguish and their angst on the people who come from the countries that are fighting one another or are going back and forth. So this is just giving me a whole different look at this. Like, it's going to be the purge on steroids. It's going to be mass wholesale killing. And I just wanted you to kind of touch on that, because it just seems like there's a lot going on. And when this does hit the fan, it's going to be extremely major. And thanks again for taking my call.
As always, great caller. Listen, we got 2 minutes left. I want to give Doc Hawkins a minute, and then I'll take a minute. And I just want great call as always, Roz, Brother Davis, Roz. Thank you all, Jerry, my man Mel, and all of you that were here today. But go ahead, Doc. If you had one, we got 1 minute, and then I'll have a minute, and then we'll end the show, and we will definitely do a follow up to this, because this is all together.
Okay. Now, what I would say is that, guys, listen to me very closely. You know, your consciousness is a very, very, very powerful thing, but don't be playing around with these people with those kind of weapons. I mean, don't think that you can think your way, you know, out of this if they got one of those guns pointed at you, if they got an LRAD pointed at you. Don't you sit there and think, oh, okay, well, my consciousness can block this. Okay, don't do that. I mean, if you stuck your head in a microwave oven and turned it on, you can think whatever thoughts you want. You can imagine whatever thoughts you want. It's still going to mess you up. So let's not underestimate this energy here. Now, once we really build the temple, which is the mind and the spirit, we'll have a lot more options. But I'm telling you, do not fall for the game. Your consciousness is powerful, but people, please be safe.
Doc, well said, and that is so true. And I know from my overall form of professional experience, they are actually corralling you in a position where they can be most effective, and they are. Let me tell you what protesting does. It does nothing more than wear you out, because that's what they want to do. Wear you out so that you will finally surrender, because nothing will change. You're wasting great energy. We have to be asymmetrical in our thinking and determined in our overall resolve. The key to a battle is not to fire one shot. Disable your enemy by without firing one shot. And it is critical. Listen, everyone, we're going to definitely have a follow-up to this show. And because this is really, really here, and it's so much that we need to talk about, and we're going to get you prepared for it all. Don't fall for it. It is a lie. It is deception. Tomorrow, Wives Wednesday with Brother Davis. Don't miss it. And before we get out of here, I just want to say much love and much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, to make sure you to be a blessing and remain sovereign, self-determining, and free and independent the way the great creator intended you to be. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.